Happy Sunday, everybody. You're tuned in to Today at Santa Anita. I am Eddie the Hat, and we will be going through our Sunday card in just a moment. First, let me remind everybody, first post tomorrow, 1 p.m., 8 races on the card tomorrow. All right, we're going to get you caught up with the jockey and trainer standings on our Friday show, but let's get to the one claim that happened on Saturday. That came in the fourth race with Let's Have One More, taken by Antonio Garcia. Let's Have One More, now in the barn of Antonio Garcia. Okay, let's get to today's card, and we start things off with the first race. This is a flat mile on the turf. It's a maiden special weight event for cowbred or cow-sired maidens. 3 years old, and the rails today are at 20 feet on the turf course. And this is a nice little way to open up the card here. We've got a first-time starter, It's My World, debuting for Leonard Powell from with Antonio Frasu riding. And your morning line favorite here comes by the way of the number two horse, Motivating Force, for Peter Miller under Flavian Pratt. We gave the opener a solid B rating. The second race, it's a maiden claiming event for maidens 3, 4, and 5 years old. They are in for a tag of 20. We gave this a C-minus race. There is a five-horse field here, folks. So a compact field, but nonetheless, it does look to be competitive. And your 8-5 morning line favorite is drawn on the outside, Magic Account, under Antonio Frasu for Hector Palma. And keep in mind, folks, that when Hector Palma brings back a horse off of a 180-day-plus layoff, he only hits at 40%. And this horse is dropping to the basement from a maiden special weight. So a lot of questions that need to be answered here, the condition of this guy and whatnot. He was last seen March 5th of 2023. He's adding blinkers, taking a huge drop in class. Let's see if he can get the job done in the second. Okay, the third race, your free handicapping seminar, comes right here. This is 6 furlongs on the grass, and it's an allowance optional claiming event for four-year-olds. And the claiming price is $50,000 if they are eligible to be claimed. And there are no such animals here in the third race, so they will not be running for a claiming tag. And let's break it down from the rail out. We have Player B, 4-1 with Hector Barrios. Little Richard's Bellow, 6-1 with Antonio Frasu. Grazed, 6-1, Diego Herrera. Adair, 12-1 with Armando Ayuso. Verrat, 9-5 with Juan Hernandez. And Forgiving Spirit, 8-5, Flavian Pratt. All right, the rail horse, Player B, we passed on him. He just broke his maiden nicely in a maiden special weight event last time out for 50, or no, actually it was a maiden special weight. Prior to that, he was seen at the $50,000 level. He took the step up in class nicely and was able to earn his maiden diploma under Hector Barrios, who had ridden him in his prior race. Barrios rides him back again today. And Doug O'Neill is going to be throwing the saddle on this son of American Pharaoh. He's got improving numbers on paper, but if you've listened to our podcasts in the past, you know how we feel. We're a little skeptical with maiden winners facing winners for the first time. So we're going to take a look-see here and just kind of see how things go for Player B. We did not use him. We love Little Richard's Bellow. Now, he's coming off of a layoff since April of 2023 when he was successful in that last race. He's been on the shelf since. He was flattered by Enjoy It Straight, who came back to run nicely recently. He's been working good in the morning. He's got two back-to-back drills for Peter Urton. And although Urton hits at a very, very low 8% with returning horses, this guy looks like he's ready to fire. He's won before sprinting right here at Santa Anita, so we're not concerned about the cutback and distance for the return, and we like Antonio Frasu in the irons here. We're going to use number two, Little Richard's Bellow. Nice 6-1 on the morning line. Grazed at 6-1 with Mark Glatt. This is an interesting horse that we also didn't use. He was roughed up in his last race when he hit the gate coming out. He was wide thereafter, and he ran a much better than looked race in that race. He's come back and he's worked well on March 17th. 59-3, and over the Santa Anita track, and Diego Herrera sticks with him. Glatt's winning just about everything that he sends out, and this is definitely probably the fourth horse we would use if we went four deep here, and he too is a nice juicy price at 6-1 on the morning line. Adair, 12-1. We didn't use this guy. He's returning today as a first-time gelding. He, too, has been on the shelf. So you've got a lot of horses that are going to be coming back off of layoffs here, which makes the third race interesting as well. And Adair has been working decently in the morning, too. March 18th, he worked out of the gate in 1:04, and that is a pretty snappy drill for this guy. And he also shows a 48-3. And another 48-3 recent drill. So Neil Drysdale has got this guy fit. The big knock on him is the fact that he's 0-4 last year. He's 0-5 in 2022. And he's only 0-10 over the Santa Anita turf course. So he's going to have to improve mucho to be effective here in this spot. Verrat is the 9-5 second choice here. We used him as our second horse here. He's racing in very sharp form. He got beat last time, but he still gutted it out and was still trying all the way to the wire. And Catalina Eddie is not in this field here today. So we like Verrat to be able to be competitive here under Juan Hernandez, who was taken over for Frankie Diatore. And Forgiving Spirit rounds out the field, and he's your 8-5 morning line favorite. We used him as our third horse here. Peter Miller, Flavian Pratt are teaming up here. Two back, he was avoided claim, which put him on the sidelines. And came back and he fired very nicely. But we're concerned about the bounce factor this afternoon. He's drawn nicely outside, going 6 furlongs. And he figures to give a good account of himself here in the third race. So how do we see the third? We used the two-horse, Little Richard's Bellow, on top of the five-horse Verrat, and rounding out our top three, number 6, Forgiving Spirit. And that is your free handicapping seminar brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Okay, the fourth race is a C-minus affair, 6 furlongs. It's a maiden claiming event for 3, 4, and 5 years old in for a tag of 20. Luther Pass is a first-time gelding today. And I got to tell you, this is a miserable race. Unfortunately, this is where the podcast, your free podcast play of the day, comes in. folks, we didn't know that we were going to get a 4-5 morning line price on Moby Town. But he looks head and shoulders best in this group here. The old saying, if he doesn't win today, he's never going to win, certainly comes into play here. Tyler Bays takes a seat aboard this George Papa Prodromo horse, who, by the way, won a race on Saturday. So maybe he's coming out of his cold spell. Yeah, he's 0-9, but his main competitor in here is 0-19. So that tells you what he's facing. If you want to go with a relatively new face, you've got Spend It All in here, who didn't run a jump at all in his debut. He's dropping to the basement level here. You've got Unusual Win, who really hasn't shown all that much yet. And then you've got Luther Pass, who debuted at Emerald Downs in June of 2022. He's been on the shelf since March of 2023. Folks, Moby Town looks like the horse to go with. We suggest using him as a single in the pick 6, the pick 5, and use him also as an exacta key horse on top to just about everything here in the fourth. That's really the only way you're going to get value, but he looks very tough to beat here. That's the three-horse Moby Town in the fourth. We'll try to do a little bit better for you on Friday, but unfortunately, we made these picks before the morning line came out, and after all is said and done, there's no going back, so we're not real happy, but we do think he's a pretty, pretty solid bet if you can stomach that the morning line price. We turn to the fifth, 1 1/8 on the turf course, an allowance optional claiming event. And this is a B-plus race. The rails are at 20 feet here and the tag at $80,000. We've got Crosby Beach that's being offered for that claiming price. Also Kathleen Peak and Jimmy Blue Jeans. All are able to be claimed for $80,000. And let's not forget the outside horse Standing O, who is also being offered for the $80,000 claiming tag. Your morning line favorite comes by way of Crosby Beach, the rail horse under Juan Hernandez. We turn to the sixth race. This is a mile on the dirt. It's a maiden special weight event for 3, 4, and 5 years old, and we gave this a B-plus rating. Another short field here, five horses, and they are, well, let's just say they are expensive maiden special weight horses. Lake Superior at public auction sold for $1,050,000. You've got Theismann, $1,001,000, and then Normandy Landing also at $1,050,000. So you got some pretty pricey horses in here, and I'll tell you, one of them better wake up pretty soon because time's running out to recover that money if they ever have a shot to do that. And the 9-5 morning line favorite is the Bob Hess trainee Ashcroft, who was also taken off blinkers and will be getting the services of Kent DeSormo. The seventh race is the Sensational Star, $100,000 event. This is down the hill at about 6.5 furlongs, and it is for the Golden State or Cowbred, Cow-sired 4-year-olds and upward. A restricted race here. We gave this an A-minus affair, and wide open, very competitive race in here. Your 3-1 morning line favorite is Catalina Eddie. Take a look at the outside horse, folks. Clovis Connection for Blaine Wright. Happy to see William Anton Georgie riding down south. He's been aboard this horse's last two races, which have both been wins. He'll be in search of the hat trick, and he is looking to take his winning form down south. He's been on the shelf since October, so there is a little bit of question on his condition. However, before he got on the van, he's been working well. 28-4, minute and 14 out of the gate, 115 handily. Those are blue-collar works, but they are certainly capable of getting a job done here in the seventh. So take a good look at him in the seventh race. Then Sensational Star. And we round up things in the eighth race, a mile on the turf. This is an allowance optional claiming event. Claiming price $100,000. Rails are at 20 feet. And we've got several horses in here being offered for that $100,000 tag. They are the Railhorse Highlands, Bo Soel, and also Hottie T, all in for that $100,000 price tag. Good luck. That's a lot to pay for those three horses. The rest of them are protected. And your morning line favorite here is Elegant, drawn outside under Juan Hernandez for Bob Baffert. All right, that's going to do it for the Sunday action. Remember, it's an abbreviated race card, 8 races with a first post of 1 o'clock. There are no carryovers to worry about. We'll be back with you again on Friday, the 29th, when racing resumes again out at the Great Race Place. Have a great rest of your Sunday, folks, and this is Eddie the Hat. I'll be talking to you again real soon.